my son that was dead is alive. He that was lost is found. Can you imagine the hurt you would feel if your child died or your grandchild died? Can you imagine the hurt, the tremendous breaking that you would sense and feel? I don't know if we can unless we've experienced it. But my point in this is the way God feels when one leaves is the way you or I would feel if our child or our grandchild died. But the way He feels when they come home is the way we would feel if that child that died or that grandchild that died was raised from the dead. And He runs and He grabs and He squeezes us and He holds us. And I don't believe that there is a time when none of us that have served the Lord for any distance or for any length of time have not experienced a distance from Father. But all of a sudden there's a renewal. There's a time when you meet Him and He meets you, and it's a special, special moment. And you feel somehow in your spirit Him grabbing you and holding you and pulling you into Himself and kissing you and loving you. That's the love of God. That's how He felt when He came home. And He had to have the best. He had to have the best robe, the best ring. Had to have the best shoes. If you're religious, you don't understand this point. Because the elder brother came in after the father had said, "Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let's eat and be merry." The elder brother came in. He heard the music and the dancing. Now that's loud dancing. Is that what it says? He heard the music and the dancing, the merriment. After he got the fatted calf, after he got the best robe, after he had the best party, nothing was too good for this son that had come home. Nothing was too good for him. He got the best. Do you know that God wants us to have the best? Now, He doesn't want us to have extravagance, but there's a difference. But He wants us to have the best. We should have the best cars. We should have the best families. We should have the best finances. We should have the best churches. We should have the best. He wants us to have the best. And He wants in that best to have merriment. And He wants to have not only music you can hear, but dancing you can hear. And the elder brother comes home from working in the fields. He comes up and he hears the music and he hears the dancing. And the Bible says he's angry and won't go in. Now, that's kind of dumb. Where's the father? He's where? He's inside. What's going on inside? What's going on in the party? Dancing and music. And father's in there? You mean the rejoicing that happens in heaven when one sinner repents? Father's in there with the dancing. He likes that dancing stuff. Do you mean that the wine of the Holy Ghost is flowing in there and this guy won't go in? Do you mean that Jesus likes this dancing stuff so much that He tells us how to respond when a sinner comes in, and yet this guy is angry and outside? Now, why is he angry? Why is the elder brother angry? Here's what he says. He says, "Hey, Dad, I've served you all these years." He's mad now. You got to remember, he's mad. He's probably face red, eyebrows raised, and you know, all this stuff. He's angry. Dad comes out. Father comes out to entreat him. "Come in, please come in." "I'm coming in. All these years I've served you. All these years I've gone to church. All these years I haven't run around with harlots. All of it. Now, I might have wanted to, but I didn't do it because I was a jerk. I'm a Christian."
And all these years I've paid tithes, and all these years I've got up every Sunday morning and I've gone to church. I've always served you. I haven't broken one of your commandments. I've always served you. And it's not right for him to come back and get the fatted calf. You didn't even give me a kid. The dad says, that's really not the problem here. It is meet. We should rejoice, not judge. See, the brother, let's go to number 8 first. The elder brother, one of the younger brother, judged. It's not right for me to go to church every week. It's not right for me to pay my tithes. It's just not right. And you not judge those sinners. He's running around with harlots. You ought to give him AIDS. What I'm trying to tell you is if we have a judgmental spirit, we're not of the Father. We're on the outside of the party. And something inside of us is angry. The heart of the Father is to run, hold them, kiss them, love them. Don't care what they've done. It's irrelevant. The son that was dead is now alive. He that was lost is now found. That's what's important. History is irrelevant. The whole thing, the 7-year tribulation and the rapture and all of that judgmental stuff is not of Father. It's based in judgment. It's not based in the heart of God. It's not His will that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. But the older brother wants them judged. God, get them. Get them. No, no, no. No. You don't understand. It's meat. It's right that we have merriment. It's right that we have a party. And it's that we're right that we rejoice. Because, here's why. Not because he's done all this bad stuff, but because he that was dead is now alive. And he that was lost is now found. Jesus is the master storyteller. I get awed when I allow myself to submerge in the Holy Spirit. And I kick my feet up on that desk back there. And I lean back in that chair and I allow the Holy Spirit to teach me what these parables mean. They had come to Jesus and they had said, you eat with publicans and sinners. You receive them. And he told the parables unto them. The lost sheep. The lost coin. And the prodigal. Whether you've never served him, or whether you've served him, got away, and come back home, the heart of God is to love you and give you the best. There is therefore now no condemnation in those that love God. I'm telling you, God loves you. He wants to embrace you, hold you. And for us that serve Him every Sunday, us that are the elder brothers, us that serve Him faithfully with every part of our beings. Listen, I want you to know everything He has is ours. The only problem is we just don't know it and don't use it. Father told Him, everything I've got is yours. Let's pray. Father, we love You so much. I thank You for showing us the truths of Your Word, opening our eyes that we can really see You. Not a judgmental God sitting on the throne ready to whack us, but a loving Father ready to run to us, hold us, kiss us, and give us the best. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Perhaps your eyes still closed, head still bowed. Perhaps you don't know the Lord this way. You may be the lost coin. You've served Him, been in the house. But maybe you're really not found. Maybe you were a sheep that wandered away and come back. Maybe you've never known Him. Maybe you've never served Him. You want to. You want to be found. You want the best. You want to feel the Father's embrace in your life. You want Him to give you the best. You want to avoid the famines. Miss the great famines. Miss the husk of the pigs. I want to pray for you.